Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States commends UNHCR for undertaking the change process initiated by the 2016 Headquarters Review, which seeks to ensure maximum efficiency, transparency, and accountability, and aims to engage with the larger humanitarian system in a more comprehensive and coherent manner. These changes will take consistent effort and true culture change to achieve the desired results. Given the ever-increasing gap between needs and assistance, business as usual is not an option. This change is deeply important to the United States as we seek the greatest protection for those in need and the most impactful of U.S. taxpayer dollars. Effective oversight is key in order to ensure that protection is getting to those most in need and that limited resources are being used more efficiently. The report and detailed recommendations submitted by UNHCR's various oversight entities, including the Board of Auditors, the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services, and the Independent Audit and Oversight Committee, are useful and provide member states with insight into the strengths and weaknesses of UNHCR's internal controls. The detailed matrix of UNHCR actions related to each of the Board of Auditors' recommendations in 2017 and earlier is especially valuable, and we encourage UNHCR to use this type of tool to track the various recommendations from its oversight bodies, noting status, achievements, and challenges UNHCR faces implementing recommendations. This will provide greater transparency for member states of UNHCR's oversight processes. UNHCR's work to upgrade its results-based management system creates an opportunity to design an improved system for both planning and monitoring purposes. Tools that capture baseline information on core problems linked to standards and indicators, as well as the ability to measure and record progress against objectives and expenditures is needed in this resource-limited environment. This enables better management of information and what has been delivered, and what impact it has had in improving the lives of persons of concern. A number of the follow-up actions related to recommendations made by UNHCR's various oversight entities hinge on the implementation of the updated RBM system. While we understand that developing a stronger, more inclusive RBM system can take some time, UNHCR must establish and share a clear timeline for completion and rollout to member states as soon as possible. We appreciate that the IAOC highlights UNHCR's professionalized and improved evaluation service, value-based and practical approach to ethics, strengthened sexual exploitation and abuse and sexual harassment prevention, and response strategies and improvements related to its internal and external audits. It is clear that improvements have been made. However, more needs to be done to continue to prioritize addressing critical audit recommendations, especially long overdue recommendations. By definition, UNHCR operates in high-risk locations, usually under emergency conditions. The risk of fraud and misconduct will never be zero, but it must be systematically minimized. UNHCR must continue to strengthen its fraud and other misconduct prevention and response, and all member states and partners must support them in doing so. We appreciate the clear commitment from UNHCR senior management to embed risk management as part of the DNA of the organization, particularly through the application of UNHCR's strategy and implementation plan for the Risk Management 2.0 initiative. We are pleased to see that UNHCR has moved to implement stronger and more effective measures to mitigate fraud and corruption concerns, especially those discovered in Uganda and Kenya, and expect similar responses in other high-risk operations. Addressing continued increases in displacement worldwide and corresponding needs cannot come at the cost of having strong internal controls, preventing mismanagement or improving oversight. In closing, two final notes. High Commissioner, fellow delegates, the United States is proud of its long-lasting and robust partnership with UNHCR. Through the nearly over $4.5 billion funded to UNHCR this fiscal year, and the important humanitarian diplomacy conducted by the Department of State's diplomatic personnel worldwide, the U.S. government and UNHCR remain strong partners in our effort to protect and find durable solutions for the millions of refugees, stateless persons, internally displaced, and other persons of concern around the world. And finally, a word to your headquarters team. And especially UNHCR staff in the field. We thank you. Your dedication is recognized and it is appreciated. Thank you.